Harper Audio presents The Case of the Missing Lady, a Tommy and Tuppence adventure by Agatha Christie, performed by Hugh Fraser.
The Case of the Missing Lady. The buzzer on Mr. Blunt's desk, International Detective Agency Manager Theodore Blunt, uttered its warning call. Tommy and Tuppence both flew to their respective peepholes, which commanded a view of the outer office. There it was Albert's business to delay the prospective client with various artistic devices. "I will see, sir," he was saying, "but I'm afraid Mr. Blunt is very busy just at present. He's engaged with Scotland Yard on the phone just now." "I'll wait," said the visitor. "I haven't got the card with me, but my name is Gabriel Stevanson." The client was a magnificent specimen of manhood, standing over 6 foot high. His face was bronzed and weather-beaten, and the extraordinary blue of his eyes made an almost startling contrast to the brown skin. Tommy swiftly made up his mind. He put on his hat, picked up some gloves, and opened the door. He paused on the threshold. "This gentleman is waiting to see you, Mr. Blunt," said Albert. A quick frown passed over Tommy's face. He took out his watch. "I'm due at the Duke's at 11:15, he said. Then he looked keenly at the visitor. "I can give you a few minutes if you will come this way." The latter followed him obediently into the inner office, where Tuppence was sitting demurely with pad and pencil. "My confidential secretary, Miss Robinson," said Tommy. "Now, sir, perhaps you will state your business. Beyond the fact that it is urgent, that you came here in a taxi, and that you have lately been in the Arctic, or possibly the Antarctic, I know nothing." The visitor stared at him in amazement.